Hello,
go that way. Say that is that way.
I'm sorry.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, I'm calling, John Barr is my name. I'm calling in connection of a bill I have seen here of $201.21. So I don't understand the bill.
Can I know your account number?
Account number?
Mm-hmm.
Account number is which one now?
It should be a 5-digit account number.
5-digit?
Yes.
I'm trying to check, look at me.
The date of birth works as well. If you can please let me know.
Date of birth is 0606-1960.
Okay. John.
Ba.
Ba.
John Ba.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, can you please let me know what's your concern regarding the bill?
I have a bill of 201,021.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand what the bill is about.
Sure. Just 1 second, I'm looking into your billing ledger.
Okay, sir. One minute, Mom.
I'm still here. Please allow me some time.
Beg your pardon?
I was just saying I'm still here. Please allow me a moment.
I can't get you.
I'm still on the phone. Please allow me a moment. I was just informing you.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Hello. Good morning. This is David from billing department. How may I help you? Actually, the call was transferred to me.
I have a bill here of $201. I don't understand the bill.
All right. So you received a bill of $201.
$221.
All right. So the thing is that the bill is from the June month and the July month. The $90.07, which you had the follow-up visit on June 3rd. So your insurance has applied the $90.07 patient responsibility, and for the 2 month, which is CPAP machine you're using, it's a rental machine. So the thing is that we need the compliance report to submit the claim to the insurance, and we try to contact the patient regarding that, but we did not get the compliance report. So it goes to the patient responsibility, which is $55.57 for the June month, and for the July month also $55.57.
Does it mean that I have to be paying every month?
No, you don't need to pay every month. You just need to generate the compliance report with the doctor. So once you get the compliance report, we can send the claim to the insurance. Without compliance report, we cannot do that. So all you need to do is to just visit doctor and generate the compliance report, and based on that, we can send the claim to the insurance. So your insurance will pay for that. And make sure that you use the machine 70%. For example, like every day you need to use it for the 4 hours. Maximum 23 to 24 days in a month.
Yes, for using the machine, I use the machine at least 8 hours a night. Even at least 7 hours a night. I use it between 7 and 8 hours a night because I need it very. I'm actually using the machine. I am using it very well.
All right. So you're using the machine, right? You know that, but your insurance, how they don't know? They need the compliance report. They need the report. You know. So all you need to do is to just visit the doctor. They will generate the report from the machine that the patient is using the machine as per the insurance guidelines. And once we get the report, after that we can send the claim to the insurance, and your insurance will pay for your claim. Without report, they will not pay for you.
It means without the report, I will continuously be paying, they'll be billing me every month.
As I can see that the last compliance report we have is from the May month, and the bill is from the June and July month. So all you need to do is to just generate the report from June month and July month. And once we get the report, we can send the claim to the insurance.
Okay. I have an appointment with the doctor in September, right in September.
All right. So when you have the appointment in the September, you can just bring the card. You know, the machine has a card. So you need to bring that to the doctor, and doctor will generate the compliance report. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Yeah.